Hey everyone. Fertility acupuncture is often used during pregnancy for patients, and I'm often a big advocate of that. And a lot of patients are very interested in finding out how acupuncture may be beneficial for them during pregnancy, once they've already gotten pregnant and gone through the fertility process, and they're looking to help support early pregnancy and some of the symptoms or conditions that can arrive with pregnancy as well. And the research behind that has been growing steadily over the last decade as well. So we've seen really great clinical studies looking at how acupuncture may be beneficial for things like low back pain during pregnancy, limited research showing that it may be beneficial for patients that have threatened miscarriage, may be very beneficial for patients that have nausea or vomiting of pregnancy, helping with sciatica. It can also be used later on in pregnancy for labor induction and many other things like that. So with acupuncture, with any treatment during pregnancy, we become very careful, even more careful than healthcare providers are when patients are trying to conceive, because we're now looking at the safety of any treatment option for the mother and the baby, obviously. And fertility acupuncture or acupuncture for pregnancy has been studied and evaluated for that as well. And the latest trial that's available, so they looked at actually a review. So review is like a big umbrella research paper, and it looks at multiple clinical trials for a certain objective. So the objective for this review was to look at how fertility acupuncture or acupuncture during pregnancy, how safe is it during pregnancy? And so they looked at 25 clinical trials that were included in this big review. So it was a fairly large systematic review. And they found that the adverse effects that were connected to acupuncture were mild and they were transient. So they were very, we'll say, with mild symptoms, like not huge problems, not problematic symptoms, more most commonly related to just like localized pain where the needle is inserted while the needle is usually going in. Sometimes in rare cases, it can lead to a little bit of bruising. And sometimes they found that patients felt a little fatigued after the acupuncture. But overall, of all the patients that got acupuncture during pregnancy, these adverse effects, which were again mild and transient, only occurred in 1.3% of patients. So it's a very, very, very small group of patients that even had those mild symptoms. So when we look at any treatment, treatment for a condition, we have to do two things. We have to look at what are the benefits of the treatment and what are the risks of the treatment, and then we make a benefit to risk analysis and determine if that treatment option is healthy, encouraged, recommended, or if it should be avoided. And so based on the overall high safety profile for something like acupuncture during pregnancy and the increase in research looking at how acupuncture can be an efficacious and safe therapeutic option for patients that are pregnant to help manage a lot of the symptoms we mentioned earlier, it's definitely something to consider and worth discussing with your healthcare provider on if, how, and when during your pregnancy that should be included and would be of benefit. And I always love using acupuncture for things like nausea, for vomiting, for helping mood. It's also been studied to help reduce depression and or emotional symptoms that can occur, especially in early pregnancy. They've seen it can help with mood and overall good emotional health and well-being. And I love recommending acupuncture for this and other reasons because it's not something that's taken internally. So, if it can help to reduce the need for, say, anti-nausea medications during first trimester just by doing some acupuncture and using other, recommended lifestyle changes from the College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, the American Association of Family Physicians. They all have really great recommendations on how to make dietary changes, changes in eating schedule that can also be combined to help manage symptoms. So when we look at non-invasive methods or non-invasive treatments, I feel like those deserve a place in our healthcare plan, especially early on. To see if they can perhaps reduce the need for more invasive treatments like medications down the road. And sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. And patients end up having to take the medication as well. And but I think it's worth evaluating. Each patient is different, and some patients respond really well to things like dietary changes, acupuncture, especially And some patients need that extra support, which is fine. But we know it's kind of like a ladder. We want to look at least invasive and then move upwards towards that ladder. So if that's something that you feel like would be beneficial to you, definitely have a chat with your healthcare provider, or as always, send us a message, or send us a message to our inbox or a message on this video, and we'd be happy to get back to you. Take care, everyone. The information covered in this podcast is for educational purposes only. It is not a replacement for a medical consultation or medical advice. Please speak with your licensed healthcare provider prior to making any changes to your treatment plan and/or medications. Thank you.